take a throw. It's into the middle of the park for McAllister. Boulding makes an overlapping run. Dawson feeds him the ball. And Boulding's in the box, and Boulding's on his feet, and he's been pulled back there, surely. Mansfield had the shot, it comes off the keeper, cleared as far as Bell, and the challenge is strong. I think if Boulding had gone down, Boulding would have got a penalty without a shadow of a doubt. And the Mansfield players are now appealing for that penalty, but Boulding stayed on his feet. Now then, is that a good decision from a good pro, or a bad decision on behalf of a team that desperately need a goal?
Well, it was a clear penalty. Boulding was clearly tripped in the box, but he carried on trying to get a chance for himself, and a decent chance never materialised. And for me, the referee's made a botch up of that decision, because he should simply have given the penalty.
Well, Dearden is absolutely going mental over on that far side. Real animation from the Mansfield Town manager, and I'll tell you something, you don't often see that. He's a very cool and calm character, his Mansfield manager, Billy Dearden, but he is absolutely furious, because that was a nailed-on penalty that the assistant referee flags for an offside decision against the MK Dons. But there is an argument to say that the referee let the game develop, Stokes had the chance and didn't score. Is that enough?
No, it wasn't as good a chance as a penalty, nowhere near, and he should have given the penalty.
It's like it was going in, it's fouled for Stephen Dawson, who chips it in towards the back post. Goal! Ricky Boulding has headed it in at the back post after Dawson's cross, and Mansfield are in front. Mansfield Town 1, the MK Dons 0. Michael Boulding with a header at the back post, after it looked for all intents and purposes like Simon Brown had broken the deadlock, but he hadn't. But 28 minutes gone, Mansfield in front, Stags 1, MK Dons 0, and it's Michael Boulding with a header. As we said before, it really looked like Simon Brown had broken the deadlock, but when the ball came back out from that save from the MK Dons keeper, it was cleared by the MK Dons defence, and it was knocked back into the back post. A great ball from Stephen Dawson, and there was Michael Boulding, who headed it goal, and it went in off the right post of Willie Gurray's goal. And we have a shock scoreline at Field Mill, one that perhaps nobody, apart from the couple of thousand faithful, would have ever dreamt about here tonight. And Mansfield, bottom of the Football League, are leading the MK Dons, who are top of League 2.
Well, great head of that from Michael Boulding, wasn't it? Super ball in from Dawson, and Boulding rose above the defender and headed it in from the right-hand side off the left-hand post. It was a great header from Mickey Boulding. We were talking a lot on Saturday about his heading prowess.
O'Hanlon with the ball forward. It's a long one towards Diallo. The clearance is from Jake Buxton. Sorry, Martin.
Yeah, we were talking about Mickey Boulding's heading prowess on Saturday, and he really showed it there, because that was a terrific header from Mickey Boulding. Gary had no chance with that, and it was in off the left post.
Well, that's Boulding's fifth goal of the season. He's only one behind the division's top scorers. Another long throw.